Pastor Bill.
You missed one.
Awkward.
Oh, yeah. That works.
That works really well. I'm fond of saying that social awkwardness is one of my spiritual gifts, so anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay.
That covers it?
Okay, fantastic. Well, I am Bill Ludwig. I am wonderfully socially awkward, and I get to be the pastor here at Five Stones Community Church. And like everyone else who has smiled at you and looked you in the face today, I also am very glad that you're here. For those of you that are visiting or are new here, you are stepping into the second week of a series that we are having exploring who we are. So you're going to get a super quick recap of what we talked about last week, then we're going to dive into some pretty specific things today. So we've been talking about, if you can, Jonathan, bring that slide up, we've been talking about how here at Five Stones, we are an authentic community intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. An authentic community intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. Last week, we spent a bunch of time talking about what it meant to be an authentic community. How we were to be people that lived lives on purpose, that we were connected to one another. We talked about who was in and who was out. We spent a lot of time talking about who Jesus would say was a part of his community, apart from or independent of who we might say is in or out. So here's the deal on that. This is the whole week last week captured in one illustration. If you are interested in Jesus, even though you might not know a lot about him, if you want to get closer to him, even though you feel very far from him, if you are pointed at him in any way, and you are walking towards him metaphorically or physically, then you are in. We believe here that if your life is pointed towards him, as long as he is in the middle of things, whatever rules you might think you have to follow, whatever, all the confusing things that we kind of pack on to what it means to be a Christian, just let those fall aside for now. Just let those fall aside for now. If you are pointed at him and moving towards him, then you are in and you belong. That is the teaching of Jesus. That's what it looks like to be a part of this community. So if you're going to be authentic community, we're going to show a little illustration of that here in a moment, but you are people that are on purpose living into this sense of belongingness, moving towards Jesus. Now we're going to focus on what it means to be intentionally growing together today, but I want to jump to the end and just give you a snapshot then of what it looks like for us to be fully devoted followers of Christ. We say here that there's all kinds of things that you can do in your devotion to him, in your following of him, but if you're not doing these three things, you're probably not fully devoted to him. You're probably not following him very closely. And those three things we call the irreducible core. It's like the lowest common denominator for you math people. It's the thing that is the simplest way that we can describe of what it looks like to be fully devoted to Jesus. And that looks like this. And these are from his own words. That we would love God with everything we've got, our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Right? Love God. Number two, that we would love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that's a little bit of a tricky one because you have to kind of know and love yourself, right? In the midst of that, and that's sometimes hard. Little news plug for advertisement for Healing Care. That's a big deal, a big part of what the Healing Care ministry is about, knowing and loving yourself. You got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So love God with everything you've got. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are the big two commands that Jesus says kind of sum up everything. In the Old Testament, the all the law and all the prophets, these two things. And then the third thing is this great commission, this big assignment that Jesus gives us and says that he's in it with us. We call that the Great Commission, and that is to go and to make disciples. As we become fully devoted followers of Christ, we influence the world around us and the people around us so that they also begin to point their lives towards Jesus. To move towards Jesus, to become like Jesus. So that's the big deal. We are an authentic community that's becoming like that. Now today we're going to talk about what it looks like to be intentional about that. We're going to dip into our core values here. But before that, we want to show a video that we think is a really, really sober, intellectual, well thought through illustration of what it looks like to be intentional about authentic community. Can you roll the footage? You'll notice this takes place at the Sasquatch Festival in the Pacific Northwest. There's a young man being very authentic there. You see him in the foreground. He's practicing some moves, right? You see what he's got? He's got it going on. Now, he is the one who has dared to be authentic. And then, oh, look what happens. Someone is inspired by his life. And look, they're coming together and they're talking about how they can be intentional about doing their moves together so that they can be in community, right? Look at that, man, they're jamming. And then you see this guy right here in the green shirt gets really excited and tries to add new moves. Doesn't quite work out this time, but he's still trying, right? And they're dancing together. Look at these guys, intentional, authentic community right here in front of us. Now, it's important you pay attention to the moves because we're going to reproduce this later. But it's also really important that you notice what's beginning to happen. These two young men, very passionate, very authentic, very intentional, begin to inspire others to come alongside. You see, it doesn't happen super fast. And the moves are still a little weird. They're still figuring it out, just like the rest of us. But my goodness, when the rest of the people around begin to catch wind of this authentic, intentional community, they cannot help themselves. Then look what happens. Just pay attention to what happens. An incredibly powerful sociological illustration of what it looks like to be an authentic community that's intentional about growing together into following something. Something. All right, you're paying attention to the dance moves? All right, everybody stand up. No, just kidding. I was hoping you would do it. It's a fantastic illustration about the power of authenticity. Isn't it not? I mean, it's funny. I like this one. I can do this one. I could try a cartwheel later, but only after we're done here this morning. We are like that community. All of its awkwardness. Statement, these can sometimes be really dry, right? And kind of intellectual and stuck at the concept level. And we're going to try to bring them down to our level today. And that video hopefully set us up for that. So our first core value, one of the things that we're intentional about is acceptance. This whole idea of if your life is pointed towards Jesus, even if it's just out of curiosity today, you belong here, you're in, we accept you. We are a community that is not afraid to be real. We welcome everyone and strive for honest connections with God and one another. Sometimes when we talk about core values, we talk about them because we want to be like this. Sometimes we talk about core values because it is the way that we are. And I've only been here for a little over a year, and I can tell you my relationship with you people has proven this to be incredibly true. You've accepted me. So I can stand up here as a firsthand witness of how this is something that you all are very intentional about. And if you are new here today and you're looking for a place where it's okay to be weird, where your social, your spiritual gift can be social awkwardness, right? If you've got tons of questions, if doubt has driven you to the place where this is your last chance for hope, this is a place for you. And I've watched you people that are Five Stones Community Church demonstrate over and over and over again how to accept people just the way they are. There's a writer that says that there is no one, no distinctions, no slave, no free, no male nor female, right? That everyone who has come to Christ is one. So we look around the room, we can acknowledge that if we're on this journey, even if today it's out of curiosity or if it's out of desperation, if you're pointed towards him and moving towards Jesus, you're one and you're one of us. And it's what we practice acceptance that demonstrates our belief in that good news. Now I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Shauna to continue to talk about the next couple of core values. I'll run the slides if that's okay. Yeah. You ready?
I am.
Okay.
So the next core value that I'm going to share about is inspired creativity. We live our lives as an act of worship. We embrace unconventional dance party and personal responses to God. So as believers, we know that Jesus made a way for us to be intimately connected with our Creator, the Creator of the entire universe, the Holy Spirit that hovered over the waters and spoke life and order into chaos and darkness is living inside of us. And we are connected with that Creator. So we should be the most creative people on the planet. I was thinking about when I grew up, which I'm going to just reveal how old I am in a minute, in the 90s. And we had all of these really amazing Christian t-shirts. And they would say things like, "Got Jesus?" Because what they would do is they would take whatever advertising thing from like Pepsi or milk or Coca-Cola, and then they'd make a shirt that looked just like it, but Christianize it. And it was the most unoriginal thing in the world. It was not creative. Okay, so what I'm saying is hopefully we've moved a little bit beyond that now, but we as Christians should be so creative because we have direct access to our Creator. I mean, think about the things that God has made, the platypus, the peacock, the praying mantis. These are amazing, wonderful, unique things, and He's made each of us so uniquely and has given each of us particular gifts that only we can bring to the world. And He's put us in a particular time and season and place for us to share that creativity with the world, His creativity that's within us because we are His image bearers. And so this is an exciting place to be able to do that together and to call that out in one another. And I was just thinking about our community and how so many people here have done this in the most beautiful ways. I was thinking about Jody, who was leading worship. She's also a yoga instructor, and she has an amazing gift for helping people to connect with God through the movement of their body. And even taking it to a place of helping those who've experienced extreme trauma to be able to connect with God in that way and to process the things that they've been through and to write books about it. So that's just one example. I thought about Chad Kaufman, who God gave a dream and a vision for creating a medical clinic for people who can't afford it or who don't have traditional insurance, like the Amish and Mennonite community. And the way that that has come into reality and the sacrifices that he's made and his family have made to do that. And that is about being connected with our creative God and inspiring the gifts that are within him and letting that come to life. And that can happen with each and every one of us. I think about the teachers in this room and the social workers in this room who are creatively engaging moment by moment with children and people who are desperate to learn and to grow and to make meaning and purpose out of their life. We could talk about this forever, but this is who we are as a community. This is what we want to foster as a body and encourage in one another. And our gifts are not meant for just us. They're meant to be shared, right? So I hope that we can do that creatively together as we connect with our amazing Creator God. So that's inspired creativity. And I'm going to share one more of our values with you, and that is courage. So I didn't realize how many students would be here this morning. I should have known. But I just want to say that you all are showing great courage by being here today, by coming to a new place, a new town, having to meet new people. It's a courageous thing. It's a hard thing. It's a really vulnerable thing. And if are there any Brené Brown fans in the room? I see some. Okay. I really like Brené Brown. And if you've never seen it, she has an amazing, this is kind of entry-level Brené Brown TED Talk on the power of vulnerability. But Brené Brown says that vulnerability is our most accurate measurement of courage. And I believe that she's right. Being courageous means being vulnerable. So I want to applaud your courageousness, especially even those students that I met coming all the way from China. Can you imagine the courage it takes to go to a new country and a new place and be here today? So when I was thinking about what the Bible has to say about courage, a scripture verse that probably a number of you know that my daughters, is probably maybe the first verse that they memorized, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That scripture immediately came to mind. But then I started to think about the story of where that came from. And it's the story of Joshua. Joshua was just being made to lead the people of Israel after Moses. And God was reassuring him. And you know, Joshua had walked with Moses and seen how much trouble the people had given Moses, how they had wandered in the desert for 40 years, how he had wanted to go into the land of Canaan, but the majority of the people were too scared. It was too big. So Joshua knew how difficult this was going to be, not only just to go into a land filled with people who were not so friendly to them, and also to the people of Israel who were scared. And so he needed a whole lot of courage, and it took a lot of vulnerability and dependence on God for him to move into that. And so here at Five Stones, you'll see in the statement that it says we're uniquely equipped to embrace transition. Because we live in a university town, there's a lot of transition. Just in our history, we have had a lot of transition. But the Lord has given us a lot of courage as we've been vulnerable with one another, and we've been dependent on God to walk with us, knowing that he's with us every step that we take, that we can have courage to step into those places and to send people when it's time for them to go into their next season of life that God's calling them to, that we can send them with joy, that we can send you with joy. When your time here is finished. And sometimes the Lord brings people back, and that's pretty fun too. So that would be courage. And I want to introduce our lead deacon, Jeremy Harrison, and he's going to share our last value with us.
Thank you, Shauna. Good morning, everybody.
Do it.
It looks like I'm going to preach, but I won't, I promise. So quick show of hands, how many homeowners do we have in the room today? Okay, cool. And I know we have a lot of college students. So how many, I want you guys to think about a possession that you saved up for, something that you, it may be a computer or a vehicle or anything. Can everybody kind of think of a possession that you have you had to kind of save up for and make happen? So quick story for you. Kim and I were married 19 years ago. And for our first 5 years of marriage, we rented. And I remember how exciting it was in 2005 to purchase our very own home. And I remember we signed the paperwork, and before we moved anything out of our duplex, we drove over to our house that we just bought, and we hit the garage door opener, and we pulled our car in the garage, and we walked into that empty house, and we just laid down on the carpet, and we're just like, look at this. This is our home. We purchased a home. And it just felt so good to officially be homeowners. There's joy in ownership for whatever that thing is, and rightfully so. You work hard, you invest your time, you save your money, and now you own something, and it's a good thing. But sometimes we can get too caught up in what we own. Sometimes getting too caught up in what we own can get in the way of generosity. And for me, this is a constant struggle. I think the more things that I own, the harder generosity becomes. Five Stones generosity value says, and let me make sure I got this right, we're abundantly blessed. We invest our time, money, and talents. We are stewards, not owners. I'm glad to see that's still the same. That's what I had here in my notes. I want to quickly talk about the last part of the value, that we're stewards, not owners. Because I think the idea of ownership, as I mentioned, gets in the way of generosity. First Chronicles 29:11 says, "Everything in heaven and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things." So just a few thoughts about this. It's easy to forget that all those abundant blessings that we have are actually on loan from God, that he's entrusted us with those things to make an impact on the kingdom. But like we read in the parable of the talents, everything that God entrusts us with, not just our possessions, our money, our homes and possessions, our skills and our talents, even our time, he doesn't want us to bury any of that stuff in our backyards and keep it for ourselves, try to protect it. He wants us to use it, to employ it, to invest it, all of it to make a kingdom impact. Sharing all of it can be hard, but it gets easier when we remember that none of it is really ours. Everything in heaven and earth is yours, O Lord. Before we can give generously, we have to overcome the pride that comes with ownership. We must be humble enough to view ourselves as the receiver more than the giver. And I think Five Stones is an unusually generous church. Not only are there incredibly generous people, and it's hard to share stories of these things because a lot of the ways that people are generous are kind of behind the scenes and are hard to share specific examples, but there's people who are constantly giving of their time, their money, and their talents in really selfless ways. It's also kind of built into the structure of our church. Our name, the number five in Five Stones, inspired the concept of Fifth Sundays, where for more than 10 years, every month that has five Sundays in it, 100% of our offering in that fifth Sunday goes outside of our church. And that's been used to bless different people, individuals in our community, in just really profound and special ways. So much of what we have seen God do here is birthed out of people's generosity, sharing their time, their money, and their resources. And I believe there's so much more joy that this community will experience as we find new ways to multiply and share his resources with Ashland and beyond. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you, Shauna. The thing about core values, before I share the last one, the very last one, is that they should shape exactly how we behave. So when we talk about intentionally growing together into people who love God with everything we've got, love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and influence the world around us so that other people will point their lives towards Jesus and to begin to follow him, we talk about intentionally living into these values. Being on purpose. Are there any athletes in the room? Couple, two, three, couple coaches in the room. You all know that if you have in mind a specific result that you're moving towards, whatever that is for your particular sport, or whatever that is for you as an individual athlete, it's really important that you practice that move, that shot, that whatever it is, over and over and over again until it becomes part of your natural body movements, your natural, you know, where your brain goes when you see this thing happen. One of my football coaches used to say, you've heard it said, sounds like Jesus, you've heard it said that practice makes perfect. And he would say then, but I tell you this, perfect practice makes perfect. Now, he was trying to drill really hard concepts into us and to make us work incredibly hard. And as we've already said, we're super accepting, and you don't have to be perfect, right? So let's just knock that out. But the idea is very strong, and it's totally related to these core values, that if we would practice with intention living our lives in these ways, accepting one another, right? Inspired creativity, responding to God in creative and open ways in our life, not just on Sunday morning with song and music and those kinds of things, but really worshiping him with our whole lives on purpose. If we would embrace this idea of living courageously, if we would embrace this idea of generosity, not just with our money and not just with our material possessions, but with our whole selves, that vulnerability that we heard Shauna talk about a few moments ago, these movements, practicing these drills, so to speak, put us in a position to love God with everything we've got, to love our neighbor like we love ourselves, and to make disciples. This last value that is really important to me is learning how to use the clicker. And it's activation. It's a strange word to be included in a church's list of core values. But if you look at the definition here that is on this, I think it'll become apparent what we're looking at or what we're moving towards. Our communities will look different as we each walk in our unique calling. Together we transform this world, starting with where we are. So it's about our communities. Do you all know that we live in a community called Ashland, but within Ashland there are multiple communities? I belong to a community that meets at 6 o'clock in the mornings a few days a week and works out and encourages one another. That's a community. Right? Some of you belong to the yoga faith, Jody. Some of you belong to the healing care community. Some of you engage in cycling together and running together. And there's a few of you that love to play board games together and do that kind of stuff. Like, these are all kinds of different communities. Students, you're a part of so many different communities just on campus. Our communities will look different as we each walk in our unique calling. Together we transform this world, starting with where we are. And I want to just make sure that we understand how important it is to be very intentional about this. We're an authentic community, intentionally growing together into these kinds of people who realize that God has made us on purpose. He has made us to reflect a certain aspect of His image, naturally, in the world around us, so that our communities will begin to experience and hopefully then to reflect the realities of the kingdom of heaven. That's what this is about. So if we would be intentional about those movements, about those exercises, right, we will become more like Jesus. Fully devoted followers of Jesus. There's this motivation that I find to be the best motivation for this. Not just the wonderment of, I was made real special. That's fun. It's very true. I claim that, and I lean into that most days. But here's another motivation that I think you can identify with. And it's one that I carry much closer than just my identity as someone made in the image of God. And I take this from the second letter to the Corinthians in the first chapter, just a couple of verses. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, listen, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Let me repeat a section of that. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Listen, the world is tough. It's messed up. That's part of the story of Scripture. None of this, none of us are the way that we're supposed to be. It's so important then for us to lean into this idea of being who we are supposed to be intentionally so that the world around us can become more like it's supposed to be intentionally. We've all experienced pain, some of us far too much, it seems. We've all experienced brokenness. We've all experienced loneliness, right? We've all experienced rejection. And here it is, the writer that we just read is saying, because we have received from God some comfort, because as we pointed our lives towards Him and moved towards Him, we have received something that feels like life. And that comfort that we've received, that life that we now hold and cling to, is something now that we have to give away. And I, in my life, find that to be the most powerful motivation for this living into this core value. Actually, any of them. Any life behavior that sees me moving outside of myself to give something to someone else, this is the most powerful motivation I can come across. So, part of being authentic is understanding that you're broken too, that you're not perfect, that you're probably just as messed up as me, I'm taking a guess, and that I'm just as messed up as you. But we who have pointed our lives towards Jesus and are moving towards him, those of us that belong in his family, those of us that received comfort, that received life, we have something to give away. And here at Five Stones, we choose to do so as an authentic community, intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ, so that the world around us may begin to look and to feel, to respond, to give, and to live life in the values and the culture of the kingdom of heaven. And as the band comes up, I just want you to consider what I've said here previously today, very quickly. Core values should shape our behavior. And what we are saying is this is the way. These five things, being intentional about these five things, there are other things. But here at Five Stones, these five things are how we are intentionally moving together to become those people that love God with everything we've got, who love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and who continue to influence the world around us so that others may follow Jesus too. I pray that you'll get into the workout routines with us this year, that you'll find some great places to connect, you'll find some great people I know to connect with. So welcome to Five Stones. Let me pray.